Moving over to r/nootropics, where users are intensely discussing stack construction, sourcing, and the nuanced differences between powerful cognitive enhancers. The first major thread features a user asking for help building a protocol, noting they experimented with nootropics a decade ago when options were mostly herbals and modafinil, and asking which modern compounds have delivered the most positive impact. Community members jumped in with varied experiences. One user highlighted ACD856, calling it potentially life-changing while noting it can sometimes cause drowsiness, which they manage with ADHD stimulants. They originally tried it for severe seasonal and PTSD-related depression during winter months, and found it successfully pulled them out of a dark slump while drastically improving habits like gym consistency, quitting nicotine, and restoring a childlike appreciation for the world. Dosages started small around 5 to 10 milligrams before scaling up, followed by cycling. Another heavily praised compound is C-Max and its variants, prized as exceptional antidepressants that potentiate stimulants. Meanwhile, bromantane was credited by a user as saving them from grueling Adderall withdrawals by helping to upregulate dopamine receptors, though they noted its dual action as an anxiolytic means it can sometimes run counter to high-focus productivity demands. In another shipping and sourcing query, a user based in Berlin asked for reliable ways to acquire modafinil in Germany during summer 2026, noting that Modawail appeared inactive. Commenters offered alternative vendor names like Modamike, Aniracetam.eu, and Euronootropics. A comparative discussion on modafinil versus armodafinil drew detailed breakdowns from experienced users. One contributor detailed a contrast between 50 mg of modafinil and 35 mg of armodafinil. Modafinil reportedly delivered fierce concentration, stellar reading and memorization endurance, but came with a severe side effect of social anxiety and awkwardness, making it strictly a solitary endeavor. Armodafinil provided smoother, anxiety-free wakefulness with a more social profile, though it lasted so long into the night that sleep was severely delayed if taken past morning. Another user described modafinil as creating a tunnel vision laser focus with a sharp drop-off, while armodafinil offered a smooth 14 to 16-hour duration that accommodated normal multitasking without feeling glued to a single task. An Irish user sought advice on whether compounds like bromantane, nefuracetam, and dihexa successfully clear Irish customs past the Health Products Regulatory Authority. Replies reassured them that European vendors shipping from within the EU, such as a specific Polish source mentioned, generally pass through without border friction. Finally, a user struggling with task initiation paralysis despite being on a combination of venlafaxine and atomoxetine for ADHD and social anxiety received sympathy and tactical advice. Commenters noted how frustrating it is to sit fully capable of doing a task yet remain frozen, suggesting indirect dopamine routes, splitting atomoxetine dosages, or trying attention training techniques found online. Transitioning to r/today, I learned, the community is uncovering bizarre, haunting, and incredible historical and scientific facts. The top post reveals that in Puritan Boston, a woman named Anne Hibbins was executed for witchcraft in 1656 after she successfully sued a group of carpenters for overcharging her. Commenters explored the dark incentives of the era, pointing out that calling someone a witch was a convenient legal loophole to avoid paying debts, seize property, settle inheritance disputes, or silence women who violated patriarchal authority. Another fascinating scientific tale highlights Olo, a rare color seen by only 5 people, produced exclusively by using lasers to selectively stimulate M-cone retinal cells in isolation from natural cone interactions. Commenters joked about the costs of setting up such a lab experience for museum nerds, while another quipped that this was how they learned they were olerblind. A tragic wildlife fact brought attention to the Negro's fruit dove, an extremely rare bird species where only a single female specimen was ever documented, shot dead in 1953 next to its presumed mate, whose male counterpart vanished into the brush and was never seen again. Users marveled at the bleak history, noting that subsequent reported sightings also involved shooters. In an incredible display of maritime survival, a post highlighted how a cargo ship built for 35 crew and 12 passengers took aboard over 14,000 Korean refugees in 1950, packed chest-to-chest over jet fuel drums. Navigating a minefield with scarce food, water, and no doctor, 0 passengers died, and 5 babies were born during the voyage, prompting jokes about a negative death counter and starting the trip with fewer people than it ended with. Rounding out the subreddit, a historical archaeological discovery showed that 31,000 years ago in Borneo, someone successfully performed a surgical amputation on a child who subsequently survived for another 6 to 9 years, demonstrating surprisingly advanced prehistoric medical knowledge. Shifting gears to I want to learn, users are seeking self-improvement strategies for the mind, career pivots, and daily management. A user struggling to enjoy solitude without feeling empty or depressed when plans get cancelled received community support, with recommendations to read Rainer Maria Rilke's letters to a young poet to reframe alone time as a source of deep contentment. Another user wanting to train their memory like a muscle was directed to the Art of Memory community and resources teaching the method of loci, which enables feats like memorizing shuffled card decks, pi to 100 digits, and the entire periodic table. A desk-bound logistics worker looking to break out of a boring career by becoming a farrier and shoeing horses received practical industry advice from horse owners. Commenters warned that it is grueling, back-breaking physical labor performed entirely hunched over, carrying inherent risks of getting kicked or stepped on, but advised connecting with local horse communities on Facebook to find short trade programs and apprenticeships. Finally, a user asking how to think strategically with incomplete information was directed toward learning the foundational elements of game theory to guide day-to-day decision-making under uncertainty.